Are you a procrastinator? If so, you're probably still hanging on to your mail-in ballot. Now, we've heard some confusion today from people about the deadlines and details of this election. Let's clear it all up. State Elections Director Mark Thomas is joining me now on the KSL Newsline. Thanks. We appreciate it. We know you're busy. So the first question is about this paying for postage business. Some voters have to pay for postage on their ballots. Others don't. What is going on?
Yeah, it is different in different counties. The statute does not require that the county pay for the postage. So there have been some counties that have gone beyond the call of duty and paid for the postage while others haven't. I do think it is something that as we look forward to future elections and increase vote by mail, that is something the legislature looks at.
So do you have to look at the little square and it'll tell you whether you need postage or not?
It will, yes. It will tell you whether you need postage or not. Now, keep in mind, too, if you were to just put it in the mail and not put any postage on it, they will actually forward it to the county clerk's office, and the clerk's office will pick up the tab on that.
Good to hear. The deadline for mail-in ballots is today. Postmarked before 5 p.m., so you have about an hour. But Davis County voters were told the deadline is Friday. Which is it?
Well, the postmark deadline is today, not necessarily 5 p.m. It's whatever time you can get it to the post office and what time that they put their postmark on it. So in Salt Lake County, for example, the postmark deadline is midnight. In other places, it's earlier in the day. So when you go to the post office, ask them and make sure that you know when their postmark deadline is. Now, as you said earlier, there are procrastinators. And Davis County, in an effort to try to get ahead of those procrastinators, we're telling people and encouraging them to turn it in on Friday in order to get it in last week. But voters have until today to get it postmarked, and if they don't, they can turn it in at the polls or designate a drop box tomorrow.
I appreciate you clearing that up, really. Now, Salt Lake County says people who drop off their ballots in person tomorrow probably won't have their votes counted in the preliminary totals. You hear election night. Could mail-in balloting actually make it slower to get our results?
You know, it actually might, depending on the number of ballots that come in tomorrow, which is why we're going to do a subsequent election results release on Thursday at 3 p.m. But, yeah, there may be a couple of days there where we're still trying to figure out who wins if it's a really close election.
So in a really close race, there's just a few votes separating. Hang on, we'll have it for you Thursday or next Monday, and sit tight. That could actually happen here.
Yeah, just imagine. It won't be over tomorrow. We'll have to wait in a couple more weeks.
I mean, theoretically, that could even happen with the presidential race in Utah, right?
That is correct. Absolutely, yes.
Well, it should be very, very interesting. All the more reason to listen to KSL News Radio for election updates every 15 minutes right through Wednesday.